Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Here we are again. It's Ladies of Liverpool. I'm Leanne Campbell. Always delighted to have you on board. To know what day of the week it is you're listening. But we release this every single Friday. Speaking to different ladies from Liverpool. Ladies who've left Liverpool who are doing amazing things. Keeping up to date with everything that's going on. So you are always one step ahead of the game. Whether it's gossip, whether it's information, beauty, fashion, business. It all happens here every single Friday. So settle down and listen to this. I'm speaking to a lady and her name's Hayley. And she spoke to me about being the only lady across the UK doing something pretty special. Do you know someone who's dealing with hair loss? Now, looking into it, there's so many different causes for hair loss. It can be genetics. It can be stuff like an underactive thyroid. Do you know anyone suffering with that? Of course, the obvious cancer treatment. But sometimes it's just medications, health conditions, stress. All this can really affect us physically. We know this much. But we do know for many people, hair loss, you know, alopecia or everything I've just mentioned, thinning hair even, issues that come with it, the depression or the anxiety or the emotional issues that can come with that, with physical changes, like losing your hair, can be huge. So we're going to be thinking today about why is it so devastating? When a man or a woman or a child loses the hair, of course, you're telling the world something's not right, aren't you? Physically, something's changing. People know. Of course, for centuries, you know, people have looked to beauty and gone, right, it's your hair. Your hair is what makes you beautiful. You know, it's one of those things that can show that, you know, you're ahead of the game. A lot of people, if your hair's washed, girls, and you're looking glam because your hair's just done, you do feel totally different. So to wake up for whatever reason and to be without your hair can have a massive effect on the rest of your life. It can change the decisions you make on it, really can. You know, I want us to sit here and go, you know, losing your hair, it's not life-threatening. Losing your hair, having a bald spot, maybe because you've damaged your hair through wearing extensions, you're feeling really, you know, down on yourself. You can look at therapy, you can go and talk about it. You can sit there with your mate and say, it's not the end of the world. People are going through a lot worse. Come on, get yourself together. But if you've been down that path and that hasn't worked for you so far, or someone you love is really suffering because they've lost their hair, then maybe it's time you took a listen to what Hayley's doing. She's right here in Liverpool. She's in Walton. She's created a clinic that's unique and it's working wonders for so many people. They're coming far and wide to see Hayley, to claim back their lives. There she is. It's Hayley from CR Lab. And this is Ladies of Liverpool.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So setting up a business, not easy. Setting up a business that nobody knows about, definitely not easy.
No.
Talk us through your journey. Let's go from the beginning. What did you do before you created this current business?
I was always interested in hair loss. Mm-hmm. I've always done hair extensions.
Right.
I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. With my sister living in Australia, I was backward and forward, yeah, helping her in her clinic.
Why did you say, talk to me about your sister? Because I love hearing about Scousers abroad. So what made her up sticks and head off to Australia?
She'd done it 8 years ago. She'd just had enough here and just, yeah, said, I'm doing it.
Going to Australia?
Yeah.
I know a girl who's out there doing lashes and she created like this whole training studio. Australia seemed like they're a little bit behind the times.
Yeah.
Or Scousers are just way ahead of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they love the Scousers over there and the beauty things that we do.
They do, yeah.
So your sister's out there, what's your sister's name?
Carla.
I've got to give Carla a big shout then. So Carla's smashing it, doing, yes, her thing. And you're pottering about and you've always been involved in hair.
Yes.
Okay. And then she stumbles across this brilliant idea.
Yeah. So when she first got her CNC applied, I just knew I had to have one.
So she actually went and got one on her head?
Yeah.
So why did she get hers?
She's had thin hair. We've all had thin hair.
Right. So as a family, you think it's like a hereditary thing?
Yes.
So you've gone through it and your sister's gone, I'm going above and beyond now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do something a bit different.
So I said, you do it first. Let's see.
All siblings listening now going, yep, I would have done exactly the same thing. You have a go. Tell me what it's like.
Yeah.
And if it's worth the money and then I'll have a little go. So she's doing her thing. It looks fabulous. She's rocking this gorgeous. I want to say hairpiece, but it's much more than a hairpiece.
Yes.
Right then, Hayley, talk me through what it is that's so spectacular that you do for a living. I believe you're the only person doing this.
Yes.
In the whole of the UK.
Yes.
And obviously she's from Liverpool, because this is where we set standards and break through walls. So tell me what you do.
So what we do a second scalp prosthetic system.
Who would need a... Because I don't even remember what you said.
So it's CNC.
CNC.
Yes.
And what is that again?
It's an Italian word for natural contact hair.
So we're talking whether you're suffering from alopecia.
Yeah.
Whether it's just a simple fact that you've had extensions for years and you've gone bald in certain places.
Yes.
Or, and this is where you got my attention, a friend of mine's going through chemo and she's worried she's going to lose her hair. She's trying the cool cap at the moment. But when I saw what you were doing on Instagram, I was like, okay, my girl needs to just be having a little look at this just in case. So do you deal with people who've been going through chemotherapy?
Yes.
Tell me what it actually is that you do.
We have a lot of clients who are going through chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. Also burns victims as well.
Yeah.
Especially young children now dealing with alopecia because it's on the rise massively.
And that's stress related usually, isn't it, alopecia?
Yes. Yes.
So you've got little girls, little boys even?
Yes.
So you've got men and women coming into your clinic?
Yes.
And where's the clinic?
It's on Warbreck Moor in Walton.
Right, yeah.
So first initial consultation is they come in, are they going through chemotherapy? 90% of our patients are.
Yeah.
They panic, are they going to lose the hair? Yes.
Okay.
So we take two casts. One's called a parameter and one's called a bicast, which is an exact replica of the client's scalp.
Right.
It then goes off to Italy, where it goes into a 3D printing scanner, where a second scalp is created using a light, thin, biomedical grade polymer base.
This is absolute science fiction, isn't it, this?
Yes.
Okay.
It takes 12 weeks to create in production.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so sorry, of course, I'm all over this at the minute and I'm thinking, if someone's going through chemo,
yes,
should they be coming to you before or as soon as possible?
Some do, as soon as they hear the word cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Every girl, I'm going to lose my hair.
It's a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, so straight away, it's some people are not interested about anything else, the treatment. I've got clients who come straight to me from the clinic.
Hayley, it's mad how many people I've spoken to, girls. When you're going through something and it's a friend of yours who's going through something, you speak to other people, how many people are affected by female cancers?
Yes.
And the difference in some girls are like, I don't care less, my hair coming off, it's absolutely fine, it's just something I've got to get through. For other women, and I've spoken to a few girls, losing your hair is the first time you have to acknowledge to other people that you're not well.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the psychological effects of that, of people knowing you're not well just by your appearance.
Yeah.
The massive...
You lose your identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies of Liverpool.
I know myself from losing my hair years ago through stress-related issues.
Yeah.
It psychologically affects you.
Is that how you ended up doing the job that you do?
Yes.
So talk me through your journey, then what happened to you, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
That's fine. I lived a stressful life for years when I was younger. Started losing my hair at a young age. Had two hair transplants, which I was never the right candidate for. So I do have two scars.
Yeah.
I had a hysterectomy at a young age.
Yeah.
Which...
So when you say stressful life, was it medically? You had loads of issues going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which then led to a hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Losing my hormones led to, I just ended up losing the rest of my hair.
Wow.
And it went from there, really. And the extensions I wore, I couldn't hide because I didn't have the hair to hide the extensions.
Yeah, you do need quite a lot of hair to make it look like the extensions are your own hair, don't you?
Yeah.
So, okay, you've gone round, you've been looking at different options for yourself.
Yeah.
How did you come across this brand new procedure that no one else is doing?
My sister came across it. She's got the lab in Melbourne, Australia.
So she's moved out to Australia?
Yeah, so she's got the Melbourne clinic and I've got the UK clinic.
That's
so she
brilliant.
Found it originally in America.
And she's a Scouser?
Yeah.
So she's gone to the States, gone, that's brilliant, I'm going to Australia, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And Hayley's back home, you can do it in the UK?
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. So how do you even begin to start up a business like this, Hayley?
You need a licence, because of how expensive the product actually is, they only give you an area.
Right.
Because it does take a long, long time. It's a long process. Obviously, it takes 3 months to create.
Yeah.
So they don't give the license out to every corner hairdressers.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
To be in this business, you've got to have gone through hair loss to
be
able to relate
to qualify
to what your client's feeling.
Yeah. Because the root of it, like you say, this is an emotional thing. Yes. So you've got fellas coming in who've lost their hair for whatever reasons, women and children.
Yeah.
And how do you cope? Because you're almost counselling these people, aren't you?
Yes. So then at first they come in as a client.
Yeah.
By the end of the consultation, I'm speaking to these people on a daily basis.
Yeah.
They become my friends because mm-hmm. I know I can relate what they're going through on a daily basis
yeah.
and how it actually feels.
So where do you go about advertising what you do? Because it seems people need to know about this.
Yes. At the beginning, I brought a product to the UK that no one has ever heard of.
Yeah. And when no one's heard of it, they doubt it. Why haven't I heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is this not for real?
Yeah.
It all sounds very scientific. So you begin to explain it. What, you're sending moulds of my head off for 12 weeks? What? Like, all right. I'll buy a wig for $6.99 off Instagram.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So what you do is it real hair?
It's 100% unprocessed hair.
Mm-hmm.
The prosthetic system stays on your scalp for 4 weeks at a time.
So is it moulded into your head?
It's moulded onto your scalp.
Tell me more about this, because so I still haven't got my head around it.
So you can go swimming.
Yeah.
When you wear a wig, you're restricted to what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
When you've got a CNC on, it's attached to your scalp.
How?
Using a medical adhesive.
Right. So like a glue?
Like a glue, yes, but it's medical.
So it's going nowhere?
No. And it doesn't cause any damage.
Right.
So you can go swimming. I've done swimming, jet skiing, you name it,
Cartwheels, handstands.
Yes.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing. It does not move.
So what happens? How long is it on your head for?
4 weeks at a time, and then you have to come in for the service.
Well, it's like a car service. You come in for an MOT. We'll
so you come in every 4 weeks, you get it taken off, cleaned. It goes in a...
Totally taken off?
Yes.
How would you totally take it off?
We have a solvent which dissolves the adhesive, which again is all
right.
Medical.
Yeah. And when I'm sitting here now and I'm going, I can remember playing Annie at the playhouse and I had this little orange curly wig with this net at the front. They used to put a glue on the front and I was 13 at the time. So obviously you're starting to get spots and stuff. And my head was covered in spots from this glue and this poor girl who was absolutely lovely. She used to like try and, she had this adhesive stuff and she'd try and get the glue off the net off my head and peel it off. It was bloody horrible. It was horrible. But this obviously is leaps and bounds, many, many years ahead.
Yeah.
And it's medical.
Yeah.
So when they're sitting there getting this one that's being surgically stuck on their heads, this wig.
Yeah.
Is it painful when they're getting it taken off?
Do you know, it's not, you know, people say it's therapeutic because when it comes off, you get a good scrub.
Yeah.
It doesn't heat. It doesn't overheat. It adapts to your body temperature, which is another massive hit, especially for the older ladies who are going through the change.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, because the first thing they do is panic.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So how much does this cost?
From £2,500 up to £6,000.
So it's expensive business.
It's a design system specifically for each and every individual client.
And then every 4 weeks, is there another cost involved in that?
Yes. The service takes about 2 hours.
Mm.
So again, depending on the size of your system needed, it ranges from 120 up to 150.
Right, okay. So,
but you don't have to dye your hair.
I was just thinking that. you haven't got your roots done. You don't have to get it trimmed because it's not going to grow. And what you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm looking at it now. Let me talk you through this. So Hayley sat here with a gorgeous curly blowing hair down to my bum. I can see the hair going into your scalp, like the roots, like you would with anybody else. There's no way in the world I would say to you, that's not your hair.
Yeah.
I can see your hairline, different little wispy bits at the front. The parting down your head looks like my parting in my head sitting here right now. It's just unreal. It really is unreal. And I suppose, that's a massive fee. For someone, especially when you look at someone going through cancer, Hayley, and let's get real, they've probably been out of work for a while.
Yeah.
Some people aren't lucky enough to be getting paid while they're out, and this isn't an option,
which
is sad. But then for others, if you're looking at someone you know who's going through something like this, maybe maybe you do a charity night. Or,
yes.
You know, you get, because it's going to make such a difference for them. Because you do that, you go to your mate, right, do you want to go on holiday? Yeah. Let's all do a whip round. We'll try and get you, because you just want to help. You can't cure someone's cancer, sadly.
Yeah.
You can't take it from them and make them better. But to know there's something out there that can change.
Going to make them feel better on a daily basis.
Yeah, the way they feel every time they get up out that bed and they face everything else that they've got to face.
You can't put a price on happiness.
I know. It is. It's amazing that this is actually available.
Yeah.
I'm just gobsmacked. I keep looking at your hair and I'm like, that is unreal. So again, not just talking about women with cancer, we're talking about young kids.
Yeah, especially people around our age now who've wore extensions for 20 years, the damage is already done.
Yeah.
It's traction alopecia.
That's it.
And this is another.
And these are the girls who are spending thousands on extensions.
On extensions anyway, so you're paying at least £2,000 for a decent hair extensions.
Yeah.
This is not much more.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the success in
Thank
the world
much,
for man. This. And I just hope that you can pass the message on. We've all got people who maybe are going through tough times or could do with knowing about this. Maybe follow Hayley on Instagram. What? How do we find you? CR Lab Liverpool. CR Lab Liverpool, and find out all about what she's doing. The pictures, the videos are brilliant. So if you're just a little bit intrigued and you need to know more, you want to see it with your own eyes, go have a look and give her a follow. Thanks, Hayley.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.